Once again, to another edition of what I call American Exposé. I'm Chris Gerner, speaking to you on the 13th of July, 2005. 2005 was going to be a pivotal year in implementing this New World Order direction, the global police state, which originates back to, State Department publication 7277 from 1961. It may be modified or redacted some way or another, but they really go by this. It really is engineered from the State Department in this quasi-federal government that we live in, that we live around. And certainly Homeland Security is a major implementation process of the police state. We have plenty of information on that. Lots of ground to cover tonight. If you want to call in, certainly you can, 559-781-3773, 559-781-3773. I invited Nancy Levant to call in tonight. Here she has 21st Century Warfare, hot off the press. She states that humankind is at the crossroads, and today that all people from all nations stand free to face with the political elite and their multiple and secret high-tech weapon systems of mass destruction. She says we stand face-to-face with a remotely controlled bombs of every kind and measure, including laser plasma pulse weapons from outer space. We stand face-to-face with our poisoning. She says the elite politicians have called for massive population reduction to ensure the economic strategies of their choosing, and to eliminate uprisings against their economic goals. She says they have orchestrated and created chaos on a global basis. They have created and manipulated diseases and plagues, addictions, poisoned food and drinking water, hatreds, wars, and false governments. See how good she is with her information, with her words, listeners. Nancy Levant. They have purposely and knowingly damaged multi-millions of children with tainted and enforced vaccines. They have purposefully and knowingly mass-marketed dangerous and experimental pharmaceutical drugs globally. She says they have created and implemented the Global Partnership Stakeholding Bureaucracy. That's the Global Partnership Stakeholding Bureaucracy, which enforced powerlessness upon populations that formerly enjoyed land and water rights. In America, the political elites gave constitutional rights to corporation and systematically eliminated constitutional rights for the people. This disease has now spread to the rest of the world with the rising of the United Nations World Bank World Trade Organization government. The world today, which is the world of their manipulation, is in utter chaos. At no time in human history has the global human condition been more vulnerable, sickened, weakened, and powerless. Today, the world's primary religions stand at total odds, and the fundamental decencies of universal laws and principles have been manipulated and destroyed by elite ownership of mass media. Western cultures have been most damaged and lessened by the influence of the elite-controlled media. Watch TV if you wonder why we offend the world. traditional family morals and ethics have been eroded by the charismatic influence of media and for the express purpose of degrading the power of traditional religious belief, which has for generations been a political operative of the elite. They are now so bold as to define, document, and enforce political religious canons that support their desires and intentions to confiscate and own the Earth's entire surface. Nancy Levinette says the science of eugenics, which is the professional science of ethnic cleansing, has been funded by the elite's philanthropic organizations of upwards of a century. The eugenic sciences have hidden beneath the pretense of disease elimination, and yet no diseases have been cured, and new diseases are manufactured in labs globally and are completely funded by elite organizations. We now know that globally we are sprayed with experimental substances emitted from airplanes. We have been knowingly damaged by enforced fluoridation of drinking water and the widespread use of aspartame and Alexan as additives to our most basic food staples. And now, Codex Alimentarius, under elite concoction, will put permanent control of global food and medication straight into the hands of the elite cleaners and cleansers. Globally, children are being, one, eugenically rated, and two, prepared for military selection and service. Global indoctrination centers, masked as schools, are, one, performing the eugenic rating exams, two, drugging resistant children, three, documenting and reporting families who resist indoctrination, four, implanting the elite's political religion into the minds of all children, and five, partnered with the United Nations enforcement branch of government. Now, one of my good friends has alerted me of a family that lost their children by Child Protective Services. We'll try and energize that interview tomorrow night. And I know you're listening, William, so maybe you can email them and set it up for this time slot tomorrow night. You know, it's going on everywhere and every way and every how. Nancy knows. Nancy learned for herself. Nancy never spoke to me. We've never spoken a word. However, the way things are going and engineered and the way she puts it all into words, she found all the same things out that I found out. She's found all the things everyone else has found out that's aware and awake. And I continue with what she says. 21st century warfare is in full swing. It is a war between a small and deadly elite population and the rest of humanity. It is a war between pharmaceutical science and humanity. They are winning the war against humanity. The goal is to eliminate any group, country, or DNA that does not suit and serve the sensibility and profits of the elite conquerors. It is a class war. That is why DNA databases are now legislated and mandated by law. It is the crown jewel and apex of eugenic science and intention. Minus those of extreme wealth, power, and influence, humanity is being systematically eliminated by professional high-tech sciences of mass murder. All non-compliance will be eliminated, as well as undesirable gene pools. Governments won't protect us. Nationalities won't protect us. Religions won't protect us. Sickened and dulled though we are, we have one power alone, and that is cohesion in great numbers. To the world, I suggest we use our remaining power quickly and in mass. As their atrocities continue to unfold, and as insiders continue to jump ship and tell all, the elite race to eliminate the final remaining rights and liberties of mankind. They know that we know, and they are going to unleash further scientific and manufactured nightmares upon us in full force. It is hard to imagine such a scenario, yet the facts are clear and present themselves. They know we know. But she suggests, but in case you still doubt, read the Medical Emergency Health Powers Act. And that can be found, listeners, at publichealthlaw.net. That's publichealthlaw.net. Open it up. See what it says. Put it on the website. Put it on everyone's website. Catastrophic times upon us. And most people don't even think about the catastrophic times behind us. Perfect example is Korea and Vietnam. I keep going back to that over and over again. These set-up scenario wars. I mean, look at how brilliant the country could have been had we done the right thing to stop the flow of communism, which could have been done very, very easily. But the banking elite power structure has engineered the movements for population reduction because a smaller population is much easier to control. That's why they harp about the world being overpopulated, because a large population is much, much more difficult to control. How many millions of us are awake in this country after all we've learned from the 20th century smokescreen, the 21st century smokescreen, to the point we are today? And the other presentation Nancy sent to me, they are certainly not listening to us, and that is quite a dilemma. For the last year or two, every time she wrote to Congress and expressed her concerns for things like the Patriot Act, CAFTA, the Endangered Species Act, etc., she received responses that, one, don't address any of the points she made in the letters, and two, she's not told in no uncertain terms why the Patriot Act, CAFTA, and other legislation will, in fact, be supported. One of her representatives actually had the nerve to say that CAFTA was needed to be fair for the third world. What about the world of the American family, she asks. She's seen at least 100 letters from representatives, which circulate on the Internet, also proving that we are not being listened to and our opinions are not being taken into account. She thinks it is clear to say that government by the people has become a cliche, for it is certainly not a point of fact any longer. Our elected are demonstrating a regime change mentality in action and deed. And she mentions some of the facts, listeners. And she has 20 facts here that our elected are demonstrating the regime change mentality in action. And listen to these. Number one, anti-American and anti-constitution legislation is regularly hidden and buried. Number two, misnamed legislation further hides anti-American, anti-liberty agendas. Most new federal laws are now a direct result of UN Agenda 21. Most new federal laws are now a direct result of centralizing power around the mandates of the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, and the United Nations. Number five, most legislation now attempts to eliminate constitutional rights. Number six, many bills are now written in preparation of what is clearly a coming police state, which speaks volumes to the notion of pre-planned catastrophe and crisis. Number seven, decades of presidential executive orders have defined the rules, regulations, and hierarchy of a highly defined police state and martial law system, which again speaks to preconceived knowledge of impending catastrophe or crisis, most written prior to 2001. 30-plus years of meetings held in foreign countries to lay out the game plan for global corporate governance. Number nine, think tanks and global elites planning the future of the United States without the knowledge, consent, or vote of the American people. Number ten, pharmaceutical companies given legislated invasion powers over the future of American children and over the authority of parenthood. Pretty amazing. I'm going to take a quick break. Be right back. Number 11, listeners, the UN Agenda 21 and international corporations dictating all American public school curriculum. Number 12, the UN Agenda 21 and international think tanks redefining and writing a new and global religion. Number 13, global governmental collection of DNA and legislated DNA databases. Number 14, governmentally enforced open borders and illegal immigration. Number 15, governmentally enforced partners, stakeholding bureaucracy, whereby eliminating voter powers and elected representation. That's a big one. Number 15, governmentally enforced partnership, stakeholding bureaucracy, whereby eliminating voting powers and elected representation. Number 16, purposeful legislation and executive orders that criminalize the right to dissent. The clear and present danger of representatives who are not listening to or representing the will of the American people. Number 18, the clear and present danger of the American military being forced into 50-plus years of foreign service, whereby removing our military from the American homeland. Number 19, legislated rights given to corporation while eliminating constitutional rights of the people. Number 20, dismantling the United States Constitution without the opinion, consent, or vote of the American people. And these are just a few of the facts, the ones that are obvious. God only knows what is hidden and on the burner. It would appear that we are living amidst a renegade and conquering system. And so Nancy's question is this: what happens when they pass the Patriot Act II? Will the millions who have spoken out against this renegade system be jailed? Will our computers be confiscated? Will our ability to drive a car and to have mobility rights be denied in 2008 when the real ID system is enforced? Will we be denied jobs, paychecks, food, and water? What is in store for all those who stood up for the Constitution of the United States, for freedom, and for their rights? Who will live in America's detention camps? What will happen to the people who refuse to allow the United States of America to be dismantled and globalized under a one-world global government? What will happen to Quaker and Mennonite families who refuse to participate and serve in foreign armies? What will happen to conscientious objects who refuse to serve under the UN? What will happen to American parents who refuse to allow the public-private partnership of government and big pharma to force drugs into our children? Are the American citizens being jailed for fighting for the survival of their nation? Will a largely senior citizen movement who worked to expose insider devotion to a regime change be arrested as traitors to a global government? We've all wondered about these issues. We've all talked about these questions. Perhaps it is time to put these questions to our representatives and to our president. Does does disagreeing with their legislation, which is not the will of the people, mean that we have become terrorists, as John Ashcroft once boldly stated? Are the people of the United States of America the enemy of our so-called representative government? And is there any elected official willing to answer these questions? Well done. Very, very important words. Much concern involved in these words by Nancy Levant. A website for you to look at, and apparently a website to be a partner website of ours, but I'll leave it up to Dennis and Darren to check it out for themselves. Truthtellers.org, that's truthtellers.org. Important information here, stating that on May 26th, the ADL, that's the Anti-Defamation League, introduced the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2005, H.R. 2662, listeners, H.R. 2262, write it down and research it for yourself. It is virtually identical to the Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2005, except that it provides special federal protection for gender identity as well as sexual orientation. This Big Brother legislation will establish a vast anti-hate bureaucracy similar to Canada's, breaking down all barriers to federal intervention in states' rights in law enforcement. It will enforce everywhere the ADL / federal definition that hate equals bias against federally protected groups, especially homosexuals. This twisted definition makes the Bible into hate speech. It sets up Bible-believing Christians, pastors, talk show hosts, etc., as haters, half guilty of being hate criminals. So, once again, this is a very, very serious situation. We have a list of crucial House Judiciary Republicans. You have to let these people know that a no passage of the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2005 is imperative, H.R. 2662. Consider how much persecution and legal chaos resulted from the enforcement of just one ADL state hate law in Pennsylvania. Multiply that by 50 to get an idea of the persecution made possible by the establishment of an ADL federal hate or anti-hate bureaucracy. So who do we have? Sessenbrenner, Republican of Wisconsin. Honorable Hyde. Oh boy, Republican of Illinois. Honorable Cole, Honorable Smith. Honorable Cole, North Carolina. Honorable Smith, Texas. Gallegly, California. Goulet, Virginia. Cobot, Ohio. Lundgren, California. Jenkins, Tennessee. Well, it goes on. Barney Franks is even in here. I don't know whether it's the same Barney Franks or not. But if you go to this website, as I told you before, truthtellers.org, that's truthtellers.org, and you can go right straight to the information, /hatecrimes.html, /hatecrimes.html. Most important for you to do this, listeners, that's truthtellers.org/hatecrimes.html. most important. We're being maneuvered and manipulated on a daily basis. I certainly see it on a constant time pattern that I've been living all these years. And what's going on right now, I was thinking in 1970 would be going on in 1990. In other words, in 1970, I thought we wouldn't have the ability to do what we can do. And here we are about to lose it all 15 years later. So everything that's going on is not surprising me. It's not shocking me by any sense of the word. And so maybe I'm reacting a little different than you are about what's going on. And it's just the way it's going on that's so bothersome to me. That it's so right in your face. It's so obvious what's happening. And people continue to slumber. Rails to Trails, listeners, is part of the corridors, the NAFTA corridors. It's part of Agenda 21, Rails to Trails. What is Rails to Trails designed for? What is Rails to Trails part of? Why are they tearing out railroad tracks to turn them into trails? What guise is it under? Rails to Trails. Why do they want to tear out railroad tracks? What is the whole purpose of it? See if somebody comes up with the answer. It's all under the guise of one thing. Very, very important for you to connect this dot. Rails to Trails. What is it for? What is the design of Rails to Trails? What is the purpose of it? 559-781-3773 is the number. 559-781-3773.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and are not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at firstamendmentradio.com for only $45 a month, and you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all of our programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you may request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $25, or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You may do all of this online at firstamendmentradio.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. You may also adopt an hour of your favorite program. Please don't forget that most of the programs on firstamendmentradio.com are listener-supported. Don't do Internet? Then call 559-781-3773, and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at firstamendmentradio.com.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to StopTheFTAA.org and help keep America free. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
Trails people, what is Rails to Trails all about? Rewilding America. That's all it is. Plain and simple. Rewilding America. Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution by Anthony Sutton is on the website, AmericanExpose.com. Dennis vented his frustrations with Hansa last night and came up with Anthony Sutton's Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. On the website, AmericanExpose.com, under today's date, July 13th. The book's here. I have it. Also, he wrote Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. Anthony Sutton. He wrote an entire book about Skull and Bones. Anthony Sutton. Most people don't have a clue about it. And there lies the crux of the problem. According to the AP, the Associated Press, the Press of Associations, Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, who looks exactly like a clone of Vladimir Lenin, announced sweeping changes at his two-year-old department Wednesday, including new technology to help protect the nation's transit system from a biological attack or other weapons of mass destruction. Oh, boy. The overhaul, people, of the Homeland Security is in the works for months now. Comes on the heels of last week's bombings of London subways and bus systems. It also will centralize terrorism analysis. Oh, boy. Consolidation of power, listeners. Put a higher priority on bioterrorism issues and tighten U.S. borders. Oh, really? They're finally going to tighten our borders? Because our borders have been porous enough for the last 50 years? Chertoff said we will be straightforward, where he told a ballroom of hundreds of lawmakers, department employees and other officials, quote, if something goes wrong, we will not only acknowledge it, we will be the first to fix the error, end quote. Well, that should make us sleep more comfortably at night, shouldn't it? Chertoff said the department would look to use technology to detect explosive and biological, chemical, or radioactive material on rail, subway, and bus systems. Deputy Secretary Michael Jackson told reporters, the detection tools probably would be installed in large cities with subway systems subject to the greatest risk of attack. Well, they ought to know. Those cities would probably include New York and Washington. These types of technologies, still in varying stages of development, could cost the government an estimated $6 billion to buy, install, and maintain. According to William Miller, or Millar, president of the American Public Transportation Association. He agreed with the push for better weapons detectors, provided that Washington finds the money and the security, quote, doesn't hold up our passengers, end quote. I see. There's much more to this. As I see further down in the article, the department also is trying to tighten security at U.S. borders. But Chertoff said doing so should not come at the cost of migrant immigrants who come to the U.S. to find work. Oh, I see. In other words, He's going by the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Migrant immigrants should come to the U.S. to find work. Anybody can leave his country. Anybody can go back to his country. Comes from the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. He said he and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice soon will announce plans to ease visa hassles for foreigners entering the country to visit, work, or study. Or spy, I say. 80% of the proposed changes can be accomplished under Chertoff's existing authority. The others require congressional approval. Lawmakers generally offered cautious praise for the changes, but union leaders representing the department's 180,000 employees questioned whether the reorganization would do much to make the nation safer. I know how to make the nation safer. Allow everyone to carry a firearm without a permit. A government that does not want its population to have firearms is a government to be feared. That will stop terrorism in America. Now, everyone owning a firearm, certainly there are people that are not worthy of owning a firearm. There's careless people out there. But yet, when the elite wants to eliminate the population and reduce the population, arm the population, and the dummies will kill each other off. What a thought. But no, they have to control populations by disarming them. And there you have the crux of the situation. The mess in place. The designed destruction of our society. Here I see in the paper in the Oklahoma, dated Friday, July 8th, state schools to lose nearly $1 million. Oklahoma schools will lose nearly $1 million in federal money this year that is earmarked for improving achievement among low-income students. The funding loss for the state comes at a time when school districts are using more federal dollars to meet No Child Left Behind mandates. Straight out of Agenda 21, listeners, No Child Left Behind mandates. Districts must test students at several grade levels, ensure teachers meet certain qualifications, and report if schools are making progress in raising student achievement, the law states. The loss will be divided among districts across the state, with the largest reduction in Lawton. And here I see 9 states are expected to lose federal Title I money during the 2005-06 school year. Now, I look at this and I go, apparently, according to this information, New York is going to lose $15.29 million. Ohio is going to lose $13.6 million. Oregon is going to lose $7.1 million. New Mexico is going to lose $5.2 million. Massachusetts is going to lose $4.04 million. Connecticut is going to lose $1.6 million. Kansas is going to lose $1.44 million. Oklahoma is going to lose $959,754. Iowa is going to lose $531,559. Now, you have government-controlled education. You have loss of funding. In the meantime, we have a Middle East mess going on, a gigantic war that's costing billions of dollars. And then we see here from the Boston Globe, the Bush administration yesterday came under more pressure to outline the number of American forces that may need to stay in Iraq over the next 2 years after the Pentagon failed to meet a 60-day deadline set by Congress to provide a detailed plan for training Iraqis and for likely U.S. troop levels. The report to Congress due yesterday was required under the $80 billion war spending legislation approved in May. It is intended to help answer one of the most pressing questions hanging over the American-led occupation. when the United States might be able to begin drawing down the estimated 140,000 forces in Iraq. The White House and Pentagon are facing rising calls from Democrats and Republicans for a more detailed strategy in Iraq. Calls grew louder yesterday. The Pentagon yesterday maintained that it is still compiling the report, but did not say when it would be complete. The war spending legislation approved by both houses of Congress stipulated that, quote, the administration must develop and provide to the Congress a more comprehensive set of performance indicators and measures of stability and security in Iraq that is currently available, end quote. It calls for detailed descriptions of how the Pentagon will measure the security environment, political stability, and economic progress, and how it will assess the capabilities and readiness of Iraqi security forces, including military and police, to take over the mission now performed by U.S.-led forces. We tried to do that in Vietnam, listeners. It was a boondoggle. So we have a messy situation all over the place. We have situations growing on a daily basis. The price of gas is going up. Listen, I've saved some newspaper articles. I'm just, you know, I subscribe to the newspaper because I do broadcasting. I do this because everybody can get a newspaper and see the information unfold in front of them. I see here a group warns of danger lurking in Iran. I have information about the resolution to deal with Iran. I wonder if I can find it, because it's very, very important. Here I see states mull taxing drivers by the mile from CBS News. I see here get used to forest fires. Climate scientist warns. Keep in mind we have the Global Fire Monitoring Center. Here I see eminent science says Australian farmers should leave the land. Farmers should stop growing, because we need a food crisis to deal with things. I don't seem to have that Iran resolution handy, but the move for that will happen. This is in the Oklahoman. Dated July 7th, comparing himself to Paul Revere, the co-chairman of a Washington, D.C. pressure group, warned Oklahomans on Wednesday the biggest threat to U.S. security today is Iran. Quote, Oklahoma citizens have no choice but to be involved in what happens next in the war on global terrorism, end quote, said Raymond Tainter of the seven-month-old Iran Policy Committee. Quote, I'm Paul Revere sending a signal out to the American people that you have to take on Iran early, end quote. Soldier buried with honors in Purcell ceremony. Amazing. New gear unveiled for patrol group. That's the police. Military holding five U.S. citizens in Iraq. What else is new? Let's go to the next page. I see here, listeners, at home on the range, the Base Realignment and Closure Commission recommends moving the Army's Air Force and Artillery School from Fort Bliss to Fort Sill. There are compelling issues in both communities. Here we see bombing occurred in seconds, officials say. Police radically revised the timing of the deadly blast that tore through the London Underground, saying Saturday that the bombs were detonated just seconds apart. There's plenty of controversy over that and what's happened because of that. And we are being maneuvered and manipulated all the time. Now, let's see, where is that? This is really not the section of papers I was looking for. It must be these over here. Yes. This is Tuesday's information, yesterday's information, but it's very, very important because yesterday's information is no different than the information 2 weeks ago, the information 2 months ago, the information 2 years ago, the information 2 decades ago. It's just different change, just different names, different events, but bringing about the ultimate scenario of totalitarian control. That's why I started out this broadcast with Nancy Levant's information. Here we see Hurricane Dennis. Right on the front page, Hurricane Dennis. And once again, a gigantic hurricane hits Florida. Was it created under weather modification? I don't know. Rural towns take major hit from storm. Rural towns. Get people out of the rural areas, get them into cities. If homes are destroyed in the rural areas, they may not be able to rebuild in those rural areas. And they may have to relocate to quote-unquote sustainable communities. Here we see, as the Cold War was quote-unquote raging on, Apollo Soyuz test project celebrating 30 years, tour reunites space pioneers. Cosmonaut Valery Kabashev said Monday, his American friends always asked him what part of the Soyuz Apollo test project in 75 was the hardest. Preparation for the space flight or the actual event? He said he tells them, quote, it was trying to understand Tom Stafford, end quote. Anyway, it's very, very interesting. Apollo Soyuz cosmonauts Valery Kvasov, Alexei Lenov, and astronaut Thomas Stafford of Weatherford speak to friends and supporters during an event Monday at the Omniplex celebrating the approaching 30th anniversary of their link-up. Cold War raging on, but the U.S. and Russia had a joint space program. Amazing. Okay. We have directions that are very, very well documented on the website. And it's most important for you to connect these dots. And Eckley is one of them. Eckley connects certain dots. As does Chapter 40 of Agenda 21, Information for Decision Making. As I see here, Return of the Space Shuttle. Why are they returning the space shuttle to space? Satellite technology being installed in space. What is satellite technology going to do? It's going to monitor under the GEMS system. It's expressed in Chapter 40, Information for Decision Making of Agenda 21. What are they going to install in the space? More satellites, laser satellites, monitoring satellites, television satellites. What is the purpose of the space shuttle? What is the reason for going into space? Why are we going to space so much? Why are we going back to the moon? Why are we going to Mars? What is the reasoning behind our space program to begin with, if not to monitor everyone? Here we see from Beulah, Colorado, a fast-moving wildfire Monday had engulfed 11,700 acres, was threatening more than 1,000 houses, outbuildings, and other structures, in the town of Beulah and its surrounding ranching community. The area is nestled in very dry terrain in the wet mountains about 150 miles south of Denver. About 5,000 people have been evacuated to Pueblo and Custer counties in southern Colorado. Here we see out of Seoul, Korea, agreed today to provide the communist North with 500,000 tons in rice aid as the country's vowed to boost economic ties with Pyongyang announced it would end its boycott of international nuclear disarmament talks. North and South Korea, a created Hegelian dialectic. You have United Nations forces on the border, patrolling the border on the south. You have North Korean forces patrolling the border on the north of the 38th parallel. From Srebrenica, Bosnia-Herzegovina, world leaders joined 50,000 people Monday to remember the victims of Europe's worst massacre since World War II, the death of nearly 8,000 Muslims 10 years ago when Bosnian Serbs overran Srebrenica, a UN-protected enclave. There it is, a UN-protected enclave. What does it mean to have that, a UN-protected enclave? Or maybe it's a UN-enforced peacekeeping operation. White House stays silent on CIA leak. For the better part of 2 years, the word coming out of the Bush administration was that presidential advisor Karl Rove had nothing to do with the leak of a female CIA officer's identity, and that whoever did would be fired. Well, we have the CIA World Factbook on our website. The CIA World Factbook monitors every country and what they do. The CIA World Factbook monitors every treaty, every United Nations treaty that has been signed and not signed of every country. The CIA monitors every country in the globe. And keep in mind, under Agenda 21, being implemented in your local communities, ECLE, and they have a new website launched on June 29th of this year. And they are very pleased to be able to share the new website with their members and their partners around the world. And they say the website will be growing and expanding over the coming weeks. ECLE, in partnership with the Federation of Canadian Municipalities and the City of Montreal, has invited local governments from around the world to the 4th Municipal Leaders Summit on Climate Change. Also, the International Conference, Tokyo Asia Pacific Skywater Forum, will take place August 1st to August 7th of this year in Sumida City, Tokyo. This conference will be a gathering of citizen administrative bodies, enterprises, scholars, and researchers from around the world to discuss the practical issues of rainwater or skywater, water crisis management, urban rainwater, and groundwater management and other topics. The water is going to be the precious commodity in the 21st century. They will engineer it. They will make it happen. It's a sad commentary to have this, to connect all these dots to realize what's coming down and what's being designed and directed. And I think you're familiar that on June 7th, mayors from around the world signed the Urban Environmental Accords in San Francisco. The accords address 7 issues: energy, waste, reduction, urban design, urban nature, transportation, environmental health and water, and list 21 specific actions for local governments to undertake to make their urban area more sustainable. What a setup. What a setup scenario we live today. That's ECLE, listeners. Mass in place. Oh, boy. Here's the big piece of news, dated the 12th of July, entitled Decontamination Trailers Delivered to Six Communities. Seems like Oklahoma might be a sacrificial state. I don't know. They're pretty spread far and wide. Six Oklahoma communities received decontamination trailers Monday as part of the state's regional response system to a natural disaster, a hazardous material spill, or a terrorist attack. The regional response system eventually will be comprised of 53 units distributed across the state, according to the Oklahoma Office of Homeland Security and Governor Brad Henry's office. The equipment costs more than $16 million. Money to buy it comes from U.S. Homeland Security Department grants. There you have the police state being engineered. You have the federal money going to the state money. You have the command and control structure in place. And my goodness, I'm out of time. That was a fast hour. Do the best you can for our country listeners. Educate yourselves. It's the best time in the world to educate others. We barely got through what I was dealing with tonight. Barely got through. Much more to do. Good night.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70, and worldwide on the Internet at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at FirstAmendmentRadio.com for only $45 a month, and you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all of our programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a